Simen Reish Mem Tes Seif Dalet. Im Kibel Olav Lis Anois Be'erev Shabbos. This is about the halachas of somebody who is Mekabel Latinus on Erev Shabbos. He wants to fast on Erev Shabbos. We learned this. There is somebody who wants to fast a private Tainus. It's called a Tainus Yochid. For whatever the reason may be, he decided to fast. Maybe because of Kapos Avinus or because of Tshuva. This is called a Tainus Yochid, an individual fast. Then there's obviously also the a public fast, a Tainus Tzibur, if the whole community together is fasting for a public tzarot, as Cholila happened on the community on a larger part of Klal Yisrael. So that would be called a Tainus Tzibur. Now, the discussion in Tziv Dal is going to be about how long does a person need to fast when it comes to Erev Shabbos. On a regular weekday, if the Tanis Yochid or Tanis Tzibur, you have to fast till Nacht. That's the assumption, that you fast, that if there's a fast proclaimed, either individually or publicly, you have to fast till Tzizek Yochom, till nightfall, till Nacht. What happens, and that's whether it's a Tainus Yochid or a Tainus Tzibur. What happens though, if it's Friday, until when are you meant to fast? Because we all know that Shabbos starts before Nacht. There's a mitzvah of Tesefer Shabbos, and also he may have davened much earlier than that, from Plag HaMincha he came in Mekabel Shabbos already. That's a long time from Plag HaMincha. Say a Yid is Mekabel Shabbos by Plag HaMincha, like in the summer months, a person is perfectly allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos, Mekabel Shabbos from Plag HaMincha onwards. Certainly a person is Mekabel Shabbos before Nacht, because of the mitzvah of adding to Shabbos. So until when is he meant to fast? When can he eat already by night? So is it till Nacht, which is long after Shabbos began, or is it earlier? So that's the discussion in Sif Dalet. Him kibel olav leisanus be'erev Shabbos, a person was mekabel, accepting himself to fast on Friday. Tzorech leisanus, he must fast at tzitzik kechovim. Yes, Shulchan Aruch says he must fast till nightfall, like any other day. Unless he explicitly said and stated b'shas kabbalas tainis, when he accepted the tainis on himself, ad she'ashlimu atzibu tfilason, unless he made it very clear, and he said when he was mekabel the tainis, he said that the tainis will finish, that I'm only accepting the tainis until the Tzibur, the shul, has finished davening Ma'ariv. So by saying that explicitly and clearly, then he has only accepted the Tainus in such a way, and he doesn't have to fast till nightfall. He fasts until end of shul. Shul Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Yutes. Like generally when you're on a regular weekday, when you're accepting a fast on yourself, on a regular weekday, we normally say that the fast continues and lasts till nightfall, and it would not help on a regular weekday, if a person davens Ma'ariv early, it doesn't make a difference if it's on a regular weekday. The fact that he's davening Ma'ariv early, he still needs to fast until Nacht. He obviously needs to continue until it's halachically considered the next day. Similarly here as well, and he's not considered a problem. So he said that the fact that if it just is mekabel tainus, then he would have to fast until Nacht. It doesn't make a difference the fact that it's Shabbos already, because it's like any other kabbalas tainus. Whenever you're accepting a fast on yourself, you have to fast until Nacht. So similarly also, the fact that it's Friday will make a difference, and you have to fast until Nacht. Now, it's true that the Mishneh Berurah points out, it's true that on Shabbos you're not allowed to fast, and it's true that you're not allowed to enter Shabbos when you're in an Inui state, But nevertheless, here it's different. You have a couple Shabbos tainas. You have a couple tainas for the Shabbos, and therefore you have to continue to fast until Tzitzit Kechovim. Unless you explicitly stated the osmut, then it's permitted. Afilo deyem gadol, even if you tav ma'ariv really early, just after plaga mincha. Nevertheless, you're allowed to break your fast. You're allowed to eat straight after ma'ariv. Vechein im hisnel is anu is rakat acha mincha gedoyla. Man, it's known if you make any condition, if you stipulate any condition clearly, that would work. You're allowed to mekabel atainus until mincha gedoyla or until any time of the day. That would be considered a valid and legitimate condition tonight. And if you say that you're only fasting until end of davening, that's perfectly acceptable and that is fine and that would work. There's an element of a chiddush in it, and that's indeed what the what some of the mafarshim point out, that normally you'd have assumed that the tainus is only a real tainus if it's until nightfall, and here there's an element of a chiddush, the fact that it's considered having fasted the whole Friday, even though you are eating already after Ma'ariv. So there is an element of a chiddush here, but it does work. Continues the Rama. Some say that even if you didn't stipulate and you just makabel a tainus stam without saying anything explicitly, even then lo yashlim, don't complete the fast until nightfall. Elo miad, but immediately shiyotzim beis haknes, when people go out of shul, yoichal is allowed to eat. Some say That's considered that. Mishnah Berurah explains that in Sifkot Chof Aleph. Ha'yesh oim svir elohu. This opinion holds. The bein betainis yochid, whether it's a private individual fast, uvein betainis tzibur, whether it's a public fast day, kugen asor b'teves shechal derev Shabbos, which could even be asor b'teves, which falls on Friday. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Asor b'teves can fall on Friday. Lois anle, do not fast, rak only al sheitzim b'sakneses. You should only fast until end of Ma'ariv. You do not need to fast until Nacht, even if you didn't stipulate anything clearly. Na'az kvar kiblu Shabbos betfile, because then the community was already accepting Shabbos through their davening, shemispalalim miplaga mencha, which they're davening after plaga mencha, ve'elech and onwards. For Mikri, I'm skipping the brackets, and it's called Ali Dezei, through that it's called already Ashlomas Hatainis, it's called concede, completing the fast day. You have completed the fast day. Mashemis ane ad achakabola Shabbos. Since you have been accepting Shabbos, since you have already accepted Shabbos for all halachas, so therefore it's considered completing the fast. It's not Friday anymore, it's Shabbos now. And although it may be light outside, it may be still a few hours till Nacht, but it's already Shabbos for everything. And therefore it's considered completing the fast, and you can eat even if you didn't stipulate it clearly. Similarly, also if you're fasting on a Tuesday and Tuesday night is Yom Tov, same halacha will apply. In the brackets he adds, on a weekday, this is only halacha with regards to Shabbos and Yom Tov. For a regular weekday that is followed by a weekday, and you are accepting a tainus on yourself, on a regular weekday, however, everybody will agree that if you are fasting on a Tuesday and you're davening ready Ma'ariv on Tuesday evening, in the summer month, and you have another couple of hours or even more until Nacht, that won't allow you to break the fast, because it is considered still Tuesday. It's considered still the earlier day. So this halacha that we're learning now, that by davening Ma'ariv, it's already considered the completing of the tainus, according to this opinion, this would only be if Ma'ariv is Shabbos or Yom Tov. So this is an opinion which is the Shulchan Aruch quoting, and the Mishnah Berurah says, "Umachia Rama, the Rama holds and paskens the betainis yochid. That is the difference of here between a individual private fast, dainu, such as sheyochid gozal atzmo betainis, that the individual accept on himself a fast day. Lisma chalei shomrim, he can rely on this opinion, the lo yashlim, that you do not need to complete the fast, but once we have davened, you can eat." However, lechatchila tov yosa. Ideally, if you can, sheifarish kem b'shas kabbalas tainis. When you're accepting the tainis on the previous mincha, the earlier day, the day before you're fasting, when you accept on yourself the tainis, because that's what you need to do on a private fast on a tainis yochid, you need to accept the tainis on the mincha beforehand. You should then be mafarish. You should explicitly say that the fast would only last until ma'ariv of Shabbos. So on Thursday, when you're accepting the fast by Mincha, you should say, I'm going to fast tomorrow because of whatever the reason is. It should be a kapora and a tshuva for my averus. But I am only accepting the fast until Shabbos comes in, until I'm davening Ma'ariv. By doing so, that's ideally the way you should do it. If you failed to be mefarish the tnai, if you failed to make that condition, p'dievet ein zeh le'ikuv, it does not matter, and you can start eating with, you can eat after shul, after having davened. You can do that p'dievet. However, v'tainis yoche, v'tainis tzibur, when it's a public fast, such as, told tzibur fasted together for a certain purpose, or he was shivasa b'tamos, then, asor b'tevas, then, it's a tanis tzibur, it's more chamo, it's more stringent, and you need to be completing the fast until nightfall. Even a condition that you may, that the tzibur may have stipulated, loimani, will not help. It's not depending on the individual's understanding, but rather it's you have to go according to nacht. Yeah, so that's I'm reading the Ramah. Therefore, when a tainis yochid, you should not complete. V'tolei farish kem b'shas kabbalas tainis, as we just explained. V'tainis tzibur yashlim v'ochinog, and that is the minig. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Chov Beis tells us a little bit of examples of what a tainis yochid is. He says that people, for instance, who fast on erev Shabbos, on erev Rosh Chodesh, shechal b'erev Shabbos, people who fast on the yard site of the one's parents, that will also be considered Tanis Yochid. Chof Zivan, which used to be quite a common fast, and other Tanisim, which are also brought into the Zimtu of Chuf Pei. The Morgan Avraham of here speaks about, it's brought down in Mishneh Berurah, that people who fast on Erev Shabbos, which was learned in the earlier Seif, that if a person we learned that some Anshei Maaser fast on Erev Shabbos, he said if that very first time that you fast on Erev Shabbos, you did fast until Nacht, you'll have to do so forever. The Mishnah Berurah asks, what happens if a person has a yahrzeit, and the first year that he was keeping the yahrzeit, he fasted, and it was on a regular weekday, and he obviously fasted until Nacht. And a subsequent year, the yahrzeit fell on Erev Shabbos. What should he do then? And he had nothing particularly in mind. Does he need to then fast until Nacht, or does he need to fast until end of davening? So the Mishnah Berurah says that there are poskim who said they need to be mashlim until tzitzis kechovim, because that's generally how it's understood, unless you explicitly stated at one point earlier, if you state at one point earlier that you don't mean to fast until Nacht if it falls on Erev Shabbos, that would be sufficient. But if you don't explicitly say anything, some say that it's okay. If you don't stipulate anything clearly, some say you have to fast until Nacht, but then again, here there are mekilim as well. And the Mishnah Berurah says you can rely on the lenient opinions, and if the yahrzeit falls on Friday, even if he did not stipulate anything clearly, even if you had nothing particular in mind with regards to tainis yahrzeit, you are allowed to eat after davening if it falls once on Friday. Shulchan Aruch. Last few words of the simon. Ve'imu tainis chaloyim. What's the halacha of tainis chaloyim? A person chalila had a bad dream and he feels like fasting. Tainis chaloyim is considered a quite astringent fast. Person had a bad dream and he wants to fast about the dream. There was a so that's called tainis chaloyim. Tainis chaloyim is a tainis that a person is not accepting on the previous day because he just wakes up and then he decides he wants to fast about this. So then You will need to fast until Tzitzik Yechovim. If it falls on Friday, and the fact you have done early makes no difference. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sefkot and Chof Gimel, and Mafilu Yesh Omru and Al Moedu Bazeh. Everybody agrees to this. So even the early opinion who learned that generally a Tainas Yochid, you're allowed to eat after Ma'ariv. He said that even the early opinion Moedu Bazeh holds that with regards to a Tainas Chaloim, you need to fast until Nacht. Because even on Shabbos itself, even on Shabbos itself, you have to start and fast Tanas Chaloim. A normal fast, you're not allowed to set for a Shabbos. Yeah, if a person wants to fast for something that he has done, he's not allowed to accept the fast for the Shabbos, because Shabbos is, you're not meant to fast. The only exception to that is a Tanis Chaloim, a person had a bad dream and he wakes up on Shabbos, he's allowed. And the reason for that is because the Tanis itself is a Tainu Guloi, because that's what he needs at that point. He's distressed, he's in an emotional state of distress and stress, and hence the only thing that is going to calm him down is going to be the fasting. And therefore he's allowed to do so on Shabbos. Now, you're allowed to do so even on Shabbos. So therefore, if it's a Tanis Chalom, you're fasting on Friday, you have to fast until Nacht. Because just like if it's on Shabbos, you're fasting a Tanis Chalom, you fast until Nacht. So similarly also, if you're fasting on Friday, you have to fast until Nacht. It can't be better than Shabbos itself. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah brings other opinions, but Halacha, that's how he paskens. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings another Svara, which is interesting. He says the last line of the Mishnah Berurah says, "The kiven shumip nasakonet," since there's a danger, a person's got a bad dream, he feels endangered. So because it's a sakona involved, the vatel velevaya chaloim ro, it's about cancelling a dangerous dream. Shemar Yoyel, may perhaps it doesn't help Levatloi to cancel the dream Himlo Yashni Madayel unless you complete it until nightfall. So there's an element of danger here, and just in case, you better fast until Nacht Mamash, both on Shabbos, obviously so, and on Friday also. Okay, this is Simon Reish Mentes. And now we're going to start a little bit of Simon Reish Nun, page 30. Hachonas Asa'udas LeShabbos, preparing meals for Shabbos. There is a halacha of preparing oneself for Shabbos. The Pasuk says, V'hoyo b'yoy mashishi, and it shall be on the sixth day, V'ochinu, and you shall prepare. That means there's an element of V'ochinu es asher yoviu, V'goyma. There is a concept of just preparing oneself for Shabbos is an important part. It is an element of preparing oneself on Shabbos, to get ready for Shabbos on Friday. We spoke about it a little bit when he came to the laundry on the earlier simon, that is an element of preparing oneself on Shabbos. It's a pasuk. You should prepare yourself on Friday. So it's not just that you need to be ready for Shabbos, but there's also something about actually preparing physically something for Shabbos on Friday. So preparation itself is a mitzvah. And that's what we're learning over here. So Yashkim Achonas Asa'udas LeShabbos Uvoi Be'Si'ifim Yashkim Ba'Boike. You should get up early in the morning, P.M. Shishi on Friday. Lochin Tzake Shabbos, you pair you need for Shabbos. Ve'afilu Yesh LeKamo Avodim LeShamshet. Even if he's got his own private servants, Hishtadel, he should attempt, he should try, should ensure Lochin Be'Atzmo, to prepare himself. Shum Dova, something. He should prepare himself. That means for Shabbos, he should himself prepare something himself. Rav Chisda, who was a very great Amora, a very great Torah giant, he used to cut the vegetables himself, thin. They used to prepare the woods. Rabbi and Rav Yosef used to prepare the woods in preparation for Shabbos. Rabbi Zeir used to prepare the fire himself. Rav Nachman is misaken a bais. Rav Nachman used to clean the house. Machnis kelim matzichim Shabbos and bring the vessels which were needed for Shabbos. Umefanek leachol and put away the weekday kelim. Yehem yilmud kol adam, and from those great Torah giants, people should learn. Anybody can learn. For lo yoyman, you shouldn't say lo efkum kvodi. I'm not gonna blemish my honor. I'm not gonna disturb my honor, my covet. Kizeu kvodo, did itself as a covet. Shemechabat is Shabbos. The fact that you honor Shabbos makes you a more honorable person. Ve'ish lehashchiz hasakin be'erev Shabbos. It is a mitzvah to sharpen the knife on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, kizeu mechvoyet Shabbos, that's honor of Shabbos, shemechin atzmo leachile, that the knife should be nice and sharp for Shabbos, that itself is a covered Shabbos. Yashkin Bavoyeket, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, teksi voyobi mashishi v'achinu, hezah sheyoveu v'goyma hachonadu midavo. So like the Vavos Hamon Ali Hosel Alta Baboika, like the Mon came on Friday morning early, the Ksi Vilka to Oysa Baboika Baboika, half a chonal Shabbos Tiamat Baboika, just like the Mon came Friday morning, similar to the preparation should be early on Friday morning. The Hainu Miyadach Kiyashma, but finish straight after davening, get the house ready. If you've got a regular share on Friday morning, or shalom edim rabim with good chavusa or share, halivatlenu, don't cancel that. Commercial cost of simulation on Aleph, don't cancel that. So that, you know, if you learn, then carry on learning. Don't learn and then do your Shabbos preparations. Don't run off. Your daily kviyas, your daily chavusa, because of preparations. However, if you learn first, and then you're going to run into trouble because there's not going to be sufficient items, it's all going to be sold out. Then, if he delays it until after learning, there's not going to be what he needs anymore left. You should first go and do your shopping and then learn. The sales that take place before davening, and you won't find what you need after davening. You should purchase and then afterwards daven. So you're allowed to daven after your Shabbos shopping if there's no choice. Yes, if you feel that you're going to run out, there's no chalat's going to be left in the shops, or no vegetables, whatever you need. They're going to run out of schoire after davening, so you're allowed to do the Shabbos shopping before davening, if needed. Achira likrois kashma, but you should ensure to daven shma earlier. Kim tikvay giazman, because the time has come already. That's called cheftes shemaim. You're allowed to do so. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so there's more on this, but we'll leave it here. To recap and summarize what we covered in this year, we spoke about the Tainus, that Tainus generally on a weekday is until Nacht. However, that's whether it's a Tainus Yochid or a Tainus Sibu, if it's normally on a regular weekday, you have to fast until nightfall. With regards to Shabbos, there's various opinions until when the fast is on Shabbos, on Friday. And there are more paskins that if it's a Tainus Yochid, ideally you should accept it explicitly only until after davening. And you do not have to compete until Nacht. If you didn't explicitly state it, you could still, by a Tainus Yochid, eat after davening. However, when it comes to Tainus Tzibu, the halacha is not so, but you have to fast until nightfall on Friday night. That is the minig, and that is the halacha of the Mishnah Berurah, that the Ramah paskens in the Mishnah Berurah. If it's a Tainus Chaloyim, here again, like on Shabbos, you have to fast until Nacht. So similarly, also Friday night, you have to fast until after Nacht. With regards to Tainus Tzibu, it doesn't even help if you explicitly state that the fast will be until davening. It won't help, because it's Tainus Tzibu, you have to go according to the Tzibu, and it will be until night. We then started speaking about Chonas Asudas LeShabbos. We said a person should prepare the preparations on Friday, And even if he's got his own servants and his own maids and his own helpers, nevertheless, he should ensure to prepare something for Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch brings very many Amoraim who used to prepare themselves something for Shabbos, and they didn't say it's not covetic for me to do so. And Shulchan Aruch also speaks about sharpening the knife for Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah told us that if a person has a person should first daven and then afterwards learn and then after do the shopping, the shops are going to run low and he's not going to get what he'll need, he's allowed to actually even go shopping before davening. However, he needs to say Kriyat Shema before that. Right, I think this is it. And more on the Mishneh Berurah and Simchat Torah will be discussed in the next Shabbat. Hashem is Baruch Shemayim.